We're going to be starting now. We're going to do a couple minutes of Mesilas Yesharim each morning, just to get ourselves ready, you know, just in terms of a great way to start a day is to do some good Musar. Mesilas Yesharim is written by Rav Moshe Chaim Lusado. He's one of the masters of Musar. And his work, Mesilas Yesharim, might be the most important Musar Sefer that we as Jews have. It's important to always get advice. You always have to want to grow, because otherwise you get into autopilot and you never fix anything. You never look at yourself. The problem with Mesilas Yesharim is, and it's a flawless Sefer, it literally is a flawless Sefer, but the problem with the Mesilas Yesharim is sometimes it's hard to figure out how this applies into your own life. 2017, right now. The question is, what's like a modern Musar Sefer, one that's written right now? And it's a question of, if you would update, if Rav Moshe Chaim Lozada was around today, what would he have added into the Mesilas Yesharim? So I don't know if he would have added or changed anything. But thank God a wonderful and amazing Sefer came out that explains the Mesilas Yesharim. It's by one of my favorite writers. His name is Rav Itamar Schwartz. His Sefer is called Bilvavi Mishkan Evna. That's his classic Sefer. It means, in my heart, I'll build a sanctuary. So he wrote, he has now like 25 different Sfarim so far. I have them in my office. He wrote a commentary on Mesilas Yesharim. And I want to use his commentary as the basis for our shirim on Mesilas Yesharim, because what he gets at is mamish where we're all at nowadays. Things that are going on in our lives, things that we all could think about, and it really makes the Mesilas Yesharim really come to life from what we're going through. So let's begin. This is not from the Mesilas Yesharim. This is from Rav Itamar Schwartz's introduction to his commentary on the Mesilas Yesharim. Okay, let me know if you have it. Here we go. Tofa'a raveches bedarenu. What's tofa'a? Anybody know what tofa'a is? What's the word tofa'a in Hebrew? It's a hard word.
Outcome?
I think tofa'a is like there's an event. There's a thing that happens. There's a trend. Trend is the word I use. Trend. There's a trend that's happening in our generation. And it's the proliferation of Sifrei Kitzurim. All these summary books. Shenitchabru b'inyanim shonim on different topics. Yachol Yehudi b'chol makom shehu nimtza. A Jew, no matter where he is. B'yabasha, on dry land. B'avir, in the air. U'bayam, on the ocean. Could take one of these Sifrei Kitzur. U'lekabo musogim kol shem enosa b'duber. And can get an overview of any subject. It's an amazing thing, right? Hundreds of years ago, if you wanted to know the laws of Kashrus, Basar, B'chalav, unless you were a Talmud Chacham, you were stuck. You had to ask your local rabbi everything. Now, you want to know a basic knowledge of Shatnez, of Basar, B'chalav, you can get these summary books, and they've translated them. There's Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, a summary of the Shulchan Aruch. They have thousands of summary books that you can now buy on many different halachas. How many Kitzur books on Chanukah, the laws of Chanukah? You used to have to first go through all the Gemaras in Shabbos to find the laws of Chanukah. Then you'd have to analyze the Shulchan Aruch a few hundred years later. Maybe take a look at the Rambam. But now, it's all summarized and it's easy. You can go online and you could print a 25 bullet point summary of all the halachas on any subject. By the way, statistics tell us that if you read 3 books on any subject, you already know more than 99% of the world on that subject. So it's very easy to become an expert in anything nowadays, right? Let's say there's something called gypsy art. Gypsy art's a category of art where someone who is never trained in art decides to paint, and they do some beautiful work. Some people are just naturally creative. That's called gypsy art. You read 3 books on the history of gypsy art, you are now an authority more than 99% of the world, which means you can give a class somewhere, you can give a class online, you can give a YouTube series, you can do with anything. Read 3 books on any subject, you become the authority to most people in the world. So says the Bilvavi Mishkan Evna, and goes, that's what's happening now. In halacha, you can become an authority on anything you want. You can pick any subject, they have it in your local Judaica store. Amnam, second paragraph. Barur l'kol echad she'ein tachlis avoda sa'adam miboker va'ad laila lilmat sifrei kitzur. But it's clear that our job, the purpose of our work in this world, is not to study summary books from the morning to the night. Hashem wants us to learn Torah Hashem b'makora, from the source to till you get to the halacha lamaisa, till you get to the end. By the way, that's how I learn halacha. There's no other way. Many of you are not going to have time to do all this. So in life, yeah, you got to read a summary book. I'll do that before a yontif. I'll quickly review by picking up one of my notes, my summary notes that I have on different subjects, and I'll go through it quickly. Rav Chaim Kanievsky has a 3-volume sefer called Shoneh Halachas. Amazing summary. You can just plow through that 10 pages a day. You know massive amounts of halacha. Right? You got to be able to do a lot of that. But true halachic learning is when you can take a subject from the very beginning. You start from the bottom and you work your way up. There's nothing like it. There's mamish nothing like it. If I get a really good shiloh, someone will ask me a good shiloh, I'll work it through from the beginning. You got to go back to the source. You go to the Chumash, you go to the Gemara, you go to the Shulchan Aruch, you build it up from the top. That's the way you truly learn. Some of you will be learning with me, will be learning sugyas, right? We're going to do that, exactly that. We'll take the sugya from the beginning and you build it up. That's the best way to learn. Well, it comes to life. You see how we got to how we got to. Because otherwise, you just get bottom line opinions and think these rabbis came up with it arbitrarily. This rabbi says go there, this rabbi says you can't go there. What, they flip a coin? No. When you go back to the source and you build it up, you see how they got there. You see how they got to each thing. And that's important to be able to learn once in a while like that, where you go back to the source. You got to start from the beginning. I remember my first big shiloh I ever got. These are my first 2 big shilohs that I got, where I really had to work it back from the source. One of them was I was at a shul in Scarsdale. I was a rabbi of a shul in Scarsdale. And while I was there, this guy who had a hearing aid in one ear came over to me and said he wants to blow the shofar for Rosh Hashanah, his kids, they'll all be so proud of him and everything. And I said, perfect, because I knew he's got the hearing aid in one ear, so he's good. The other, you know, halacha is a shayla, whether he goes, he's clear, he could hear it. I go, you know what? You practice away, it's going to be beautiful. Another shul in town heard about my decision, and they wanted to show that the rabbi was wrong. So they printed an article in their bulletin about how people who cannot hear, right, cannot blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. They have to be able to hear their own shofar blowing. He comes to me crying, shaking when this came out. He said, what am I going to do? I told the kids, you said I could do it. I said, it's not a problem. You have your other ear. There's no hearing aid there. He goes, there's no hearing aid in this ear because I absolutely cannot hear in that ear. I'm like, oh my gosh. Mamish busha v'cherpa is going to be a total embarrassment in front of the whole community, right? He's going to be, he's going to blow the shofar. What do I do? So I went to my Rebbe, Rav Herschel Schechter, and we went mamish to the sugya from the very beginning to learn it step by step, to work our way up. See, Rav Schechter knows the answer, yes or no. It's easy to say no. But we both knew in this situation, you have to figure out a way to say yes. You have to go back to the beginning of the sugya, start from the beginning, work your way up, and find a way that we could be makil and say, yes, he could blow the shofar. And it was brilliant. It was beautiful. Maybe one day we'll learn the sugya together of how he came out lenient and he was able to blow the shofar. The second big shiloh I got, one of my first shilohs as a rabbi, was a guy took me into his backyard. And how do I pause him? What made this shiloh so amazing, the question about the grapes and the strawberries, was about the fact that strawberries, there's a suffix, whether or not it's considered a ha'etz or a hadama. What is that it grows on? Is that a tree or is that a bush? And because of that machlokas, it created a very difficult shiloh to deal with over here in terms of the third thing, which I mentioned before, that was growing in the backyard. Okay, so those were my first 2 big shilohs I ever had to deal with. So the Vilvavi Mishkan Evna says, we're in a generation of summary svarim are everywhere. Summary svarim are everywhere. And you need those. But you also, from time to time, got to go back to the ability to learn something from the very beginning. To learn something. But he says, however, Ela Shema'acher ve'ein biyad kol adam, and since not everybody could do that, therefore you need these summary svarim. He said, I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying it can't be the only learning you're ever going to do in your life. But you need it. Third paragraph. And here he goes. He's amazing at mashalim. Aval nenase letzayir la'atzmenu. Now picture to yourself, Avrech ben Torah. Take a kid who's a guy learning, he's a ben Torah, shekol yomo, every day, Seder Echad, he learns the first set, Seder Bet, Seder Gimel. Imagine this guy learning all day in yeshiva, and he's learning only summary svarim. the summary of Basar B'Chalav, a summary of when mixtures fall into different things. Right? You know what Taruvus is? Taruvus is when different mixtures happen. When I got Smicha, the question I was asked was as follows. The rabbi gave me Smicha, set me down, Rabbi Lamb. I went, you have to go to five different Rebbeim, and they interview, they give you hard questions. And the question he asked me is, you have a chicken soup on the stove, and all of a sudden you step on your pet turtle, and a little bit of turtle juice from the pet squirts into your soup. Okay? Is it kosher or not? So forget that it's nasty. Yeah, forget that it's nasty right now. You don't want soup with your nebuch, your turtle juice inside it. But you have a big 40 people coming over, you need to know it's kosher. So tarovis is how you figure out the halachas of mixtures all together. What?
It has to be like 40 times.
60 to 1, maybe it's different for different animals. What are different types of animals that mix in there? Excellent, beautiful.
Also, it depends if you could taste it.
Is there a tom? Or how do you check?
If it changes.
That's the problem, the Shulchan Aruch. The first topic when you learn this topic is, since it depends on if you can taste it, who's supposed to taste it? You're supposed to taste it? What if it's treif?
No, you give it to like a goy to taste it.
Timas kvela, give it to a non-Jewish baker. Is he believed on a halachic topic? That's a great discussion right at the beginning of Basar B'Chalav. Who's supposed to taste it? You give it to the non-Jew baker? He's believed about kosher stuff? By the way, it's a big problem. I don't want to cause any problems here. This is not for your own... I'm not asking you to do this at home. But when people talk about the issue of when you find suddenly a dairy fork in the meat stuff, and you ask the help at home, how'd this get here? Did you wash it in the sink? That's a crazy question. She's trying to save her job. I'm supposed to believe her about what she's saying, about how she washed and everything? She doesn't know halacha. She doesn't know that for a Jew, the issues of treif and not treif are like eating the wrong medicine that could be dangerous. She doesn't see it that way. So to her, it's easy to answer whatever you want to hear. You understand? To say that there's neman is, I asked the lady at home. What do you mean that's the way you're going to... It's not so simple, not so pushy to go off of that. Okay, let's continue. So he says, but picture yourself a guy who all day is learning kitzer svar. This, you want to say, is the right way to learn? So vaday balabatim, people who have no time, ain't a pnuya, and they need to know what to do, yes, you need them to learn. But to say that the average person who gets to learn in a kola like this, who gets to sit and learn, should just do summary stuff? You can't just be that. Now go to the second to bottom paragraph on the page. Mamish, a great idea. Now he's going to come to Mesilas Yesharim. Barur lanu hetev im kein. It seems then clear to us, b'shar chelkei haTorah haKedusha, that in the other parts of the Holy Torah, in order for a person to yahagia ad nekudas hamaisa, you want to get to the real heart of the issue, you have to learn in depth. You have to clarify it. You have to learn stark and well. So what he said so far is as follows. Everyone in this room could agree, when it comes to in-depth halacha learning, of course you got to do it the real way. But since we don't have time, we do summary stuff. That's not controversial what he just said. It makes sense to us. I hear the difference. If you're going to learn hardcore versus learning just nice summary stuff, I hear the difference. He says, but that's not the case when it comes to how you behave in your life. Hanhaga. Le'umat zot. Kishemagiyam le'olam shel hanhagas. When you get to behaviors, shel hamidus ba'avoda sham al derech klal ravacha sadeya sheyesh tarach ledas keitz makayim. Sorry. This is amazing. The bottom paragraph is the key of everything he's saying so far. When it comes to your behaviors, though, the big mistake people make is they think you could just tell me what to do and that's enough. I'll say it again. When it comes to learning halacha, summary svarim are good. I get why I have to do it. If I had more time, I'd learn in depth. When it comes to behaviors, though, suddenly everyone there seems to agree, for sure, you could just learn the bottom line. Tell me how I gotta act, Rabbi. Do I do this or do I not do that? Let me read a book about what's right and not what's right, and that's it. Bottom line, what's right and what's not right? Give me that. You understand the difference he's saying of what's happening? What's happening now is if I told you about halacha, you would say, we got to learn the summary books, but the ideal is if we had more time to develop. But when it comes to behaviors, everybody seems to say, just tell me what to do. They're just telling me what to do. I'm not supposed to learn that like a heavy gemara, how to behave. That's not like halacha. Halacha, I understand why I should learn it like a heavy, heavy topic. But in terms of my behavior, what I should be doing and how I should be acting, just tell me what I'm supposed to do. Sham al derech klal, everyone thinks that you just need to know how to fulfill this. Umarbim la'ayim b'sifrei kitzurim. And therefore, I think a big disaster, Art Scroll did. Art Scroll at the end of each chapter of Mesilas Yesharim just made a summary of the main points of that chapter. So on one hand, that's great. You could keep it in your head, keep it in mind. But says the Bilvavi Mishkan Efna over here in his introduction, that's not going to change your soul. That's not going to change your personality. Rabbi, what do I got to do? Is this nice? Not nice. It's not nice. That doesn't change who you are. The only way to fundamentally change your behaviors is to get to the root of the problem, is to investigate, to analyze why over and over you keep lying to people, why over and over you keep treating people who take care of you like garbage. You can't just tell me, Rabbi, okay, be nice to your parents. Shkoyach. No, I need to figure out why I don't have a basic level of akaras hatov to the people that brought me into the world. You got to go into the kishkas to change the midos. There's no summary svarim when it comes to midos. There's no shortcut when it comes to working on your personality. There's no hack. You know, it's called a hack now. Give me the hack, how to beat the game.
Chinko.
Right? What?
Chinko.
Chinko. What's chinko? Chinko. Oh, chinko. My first job, by the way, right? What was the first job I had to make money? 7th grade, Yavna. I made a book of cheat codes to all Nintendo games. Right? Mario Brothers, Contra. Contra, up, up, down, down, left, right, select, BA, BA, select, start. You have power up, you have everything, you have multi-shooting guns. Ian, what do you have? Cheat codes in your stuff in Game of Man, War of Hunter, whatever it is? What is it?
2K?
War of that, yeah, 2K, the cheat codes. The cheat codes in all of it. Says the Bilvavi Mishkan Evne, there's no cheat codes in changing your personality. There's no cheat codes in becoming a mensch. You gotta start from the beginning. Round one. You gotta work your way up. You gotta learn how to develop and cultivate the personality. And then you become a mensch. It takes work.
How's it different than the thing you said before with the halacha?
With halacha, you can get by with a summary. You're just going to miss the main purpose behind learning, which is to work from the beginning. But he said you can get by if you don't have time. But your personality?
You still get by.
You can't. That's the point.
If you know what's right and what's wrong, you can
you
just
can't
say right
get by. Because every human being, almost every human being, unless they're a pathological psycho, knows what's right and wrong. Yet they do the wrong things all the time. Over and over, we do the right, wrong things. Come on, think of most of the time you've done the wrong things. Not because you didn't know better. You know better. But whatever happened, happened. Tough day. Whatever it was. My friends were doing this, going for that, whatever it was, you know. To change the personality, it's got to be Ian. It's got to go to the core. I'm going to stop there because I'm schwitzing.